Black Friday 2.0. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You remember how retailers were worried about a disastrous Christmas shopping season?
This past weekend, less than 40% of consumers shopped, when normally that would be 52 to 54%.
And that's despite the discounts of 40, 50, 60%. In some stores today, it's buy one, get two free.
They're going to basically get to a point where buy one, take as many as you want home.
Well, on the bright side, America has finally celebrated a Christmas that has nothing to do with materialism. And we did it in the face of every shameless temptation the federal government could throw at us. Bailout after bailout, to the point that the Federal Reserve now lends banks money for free. About the only thing left is to legalize counterfeiting, and still people didn't spend. Not only that, people won't even drive, even though gas prices have been cut in half. Who thought it would come to this? The government finally invents the free lunch, and no one's hungry. And it'd be fine, except there's a flip side to this new anti-materialistic culture. Unemployment. It's a virtuous thing to be anti-materialistic by choice, but when it's because you have no money, it's called poverty. We have come face to face with the horrible truth. Americans can't afford not to be in hock. And so the time has come for an all-out, totally secular Christmas. We had the religious Christmas with peace on earth and fights over nativity scenes and everybody holding back on the shopping. Now it's time for secular Christmas, where you back the Astro van to the Costco loading dock and stuff it till the tires pop. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.